Simon & Schuster Audio presents Liar's Candle by August Thomas, read by Rebecca Ross. A liar's candle burns only until dark, Turkish proverb. 1. The girl in the white dress, Ankara, Turkey, 1445 local time. In Ulus State Hospital in central Ankara, in private room 309, a young American woman lies unconscious. A laminated pain scale is taped to the antacid pink wall behind her. From smiley face iyim to gargoyle grimace chok kutu, but she's too far under to feel anything right now. There are no windows to let in the early afternoon light. Her chart says that she has suffered a head injury through blunt force, that her name is Penny, that she's 21 years old. Vulnerable as she looks right now, she could be a teenager. Her cheeks are freckled from 6 weeks in the Turkish sun, laced with red scrapes from shattered glass. The thick white gauze around her dark hair looks like a tasteless bridesmaid's headband, except for the blood seeping through. Somehow, the flimsy bracelet on her left wrist, a tiny blue evil eye bead on a thin red cord, survived the blast. Outside the door, two diplomatic security special agents stand watch in black plainclothes. The Department of State isn't taking any risks, not after last night. This middle-aged, practical-faced woman sitting in the chair beside the bed could be Penny's mother, but she's not. A mother wouldn't put on a crisp black pantsuit with an American flag pin to identify her daughter in the intensive care ward. As a matter of fact,